For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, Memphis and Shelby County governments are debating local tax increases. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First, could Democrats lose one congressional seat in Tennessee? With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Well, Otis, Republicans are floating this idea that when congressional redistricting takes place next year, they could carve up Nashville so that Democratic voters are divided among three heavily Republican districts. This way they could get rid of the seat held by Nashville Democrat Jim Cooper. Is this something the General Assembly is open to right now?
Oh, I think the General Assembly would be open to anything that gives an advantage to Republicans. Absolutely. And you notice if you paying attention to the reporting that's being done on this, which is mostly in Middle Tennessee, the Republicans are trying to say as little as possible because they don't want the public to really know what's going on until after it's done. Yeah, I definitely think that the Republican supermajority legislature would entertain anything that benefits Republicans.
Well, why couldn't this happen at some point in Memphis? Could they potentially in the future try to chop up Memphis?
I don't think so, Chris, primarily because there are not enough heavily populated adjacent counties like there are in the Nashville area.
So we're safe because Shelby County is in a corner, essentially.
Yes, it's in the corner and it's the really, really big dog. But again, the bigger issue here is there's just so many heavily populated counties around Davidson in the Nashville area that it might be easier to do it that way.
Well, turning to local government, both the Memphis City Council and the Shelby County Commission are looking at their budgets and proposing some tax increases. Mayor Strickland is speaking out against this, and it's created this interesting fight among Democrats. One side says the pandemic has made this a really bad time to hit people with more taxes. The other side saying we need more taxes right now for some social programs. So which argument do you think is going to win out?
Oh, I think the don't raise taxes argument is probably going to win out in the end, because if you have the Democrats disagreeing, you will likely have all of the Republican leaning, and I'm talking about the city council here, even though it's a nonpartisan body, you know who the conservatives and the liberals are there. And so it's very doubtful that it will pass.
You know, one thing that is sure is that when people saw their property reappraisals this year, a lot of folks got the sticker shock. And to cut down on the surprise, Melvin Burgess, our appraiser of properties, suggested turning to a 2-year reappraisal from a 4-year. That was approved this week. Of course, this means that your potential property taxes go up every 2 years instead of 4 years. Was this a good idea?
I'm not sure that I want mine. Tax reappraisals done every 2 years and having to go through this. And there are some people, including the realtors in town, who are against this because sometimes, Chris, people fight those reappraisals in court. Certainly they appeal it. And sometimes it takes a while for those appeals to go through, sometimes as long as 2 years. I mean, I just think that that's a big headache for a lot of people. But it's been done, so I don't think that they're going to go back on it right now.
Well, finally, Otis, here in the South, vaccine hesitancy has really impeded progress when it comes to getting over the pandemic. We're now seeing businesses and private institutions taking a stand. Rhodes College this week said that unvaccinated students will have to pay a hefty $3,000 annually. Other businesses we see, particularly in healthcare, are now requiring employees to be vaccinated. You know, Tennessee politicians, Governor Lee has usually sided with businesses on pandemic decisions. Do you think they agree with this one?
No, Governor Lee has not been in favor of anything that tried to bring some sanctions or certainly some oversight of what people should and should not do when it relates to the pandemic. So I don't think that he will agree with it. When you talk about Rhodes College, obviously, that is a pretty steep penalty. But we only, we're only talking about 2,000 students over at Rhodes, I believe. That's the student population. You would not see that at the University of Memphis, for example. But I don't think that the politicians, especially in Tennessee, would be in favor of this, no matter what.
Right. We are still waiting for the FDA to give full approval for this vaccine, but people are using that almost as this political loophole, and this is why we don't have to force it on people. Do you think once the FDA approves it and it's declared safe, that we're going to be seeing it in places like public schools, colleges, workplaces, things like that? I mean, will it be as common as a measles vaccine?
Yes. I mean, I think that will give institutions and businesses the license to say, no, you have to be vaccinated in order to either go to school here or to work here. And I think the governor and other, you know, conservative-leaning politicians will have less standing to fight against it once that happens.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.